Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey!
Before we get started, you know I gotta, you know, check in with everybody on the outside. Heidi and Frank, how are you doing?
All is well, Chewy.
You know, we got the ATL folks in the building. The party wouldn't get started without them. What's up, ATL? How you
doing?
Chewy, what's poppin'?
Good. Talk to me in the morning.
Now, our girl Portia is out, and we'll explain why in a bit. Also, is Tyra Banks dancing away around Hollywood? We'll explain later. And later on, Headcrack will be sitting down with the beautiful Kiara Kiki Sheard, a.k.a. the Vocal Bible. That's going to be fun. But nice. Headcrack, what's going on with you, man?
Well, y'all, as you can see, our very own Portia Williams is not in the studio today. Maybe you've seen it on the news, on social media, but she was arrested along with rapper YBN Cordae, Trader Truth, reality star Yandy Smith, and activist Tamika D. Mallory, and others while on the front line of a Breonna Taylor protest in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with Breonna's story, she was a 26-year-old black woman who was fatally shot in her home by officers from Louisville's Metro PD on March 13th, 2020. Now, she was laying in bed with her boyfriend. The police officers executed a no-knock warrant, and then they shot more than 20 rounds, 8 of which went into the body of Breonna Taylor. Now, so there was about 100 peaceful protesters who gathered on the front lawn outside of Attorney General Daniel Cameron's home, who has yet to file charges against the officers who did this, mind you. You know, hashtag arrest Breonna's killers. This has been going on for a minute. The police arrested the demonstrators for criminal trespassing, and some of the protesters were given a chance to leave, but they sat there in solidarity for the cause. It was a beautiful thing to see. Now, all in all, there was about 87 people who were arrested and also charged with intimidating a participant in a legal process and disorderly conduct. But I would like to report that our girl Portia Williams was released. Hashtag free the P. And she's good. Free to pee. And organizations like Until Freedom and the Grassroots Law Project are working overtime to have the rest of the protesters released soon. So shout out to everybody being brave on the front lines and holding it down, for real.
This is tough. I hated to see Portia or any of them, you know, get arrested. But it's almost like because they have such huge social media followings and they have so many fans and stuff that people have to do something that's heartfelt, that's going to make a difference and make a point for them to understand what the cause is. And it's sad that it's gotten to that, but we got to do what we got to do. We need justice for Breonna Taylor, amongst others.
When I first saw this video and I saw it last night, I got this like chill of pride. I was really proud of her. I mean, I think it sucks that we have to be doing this right now. She went from Atlanta, Georgia to Kentucky. This is Portia Williams. She does not need to be doing this. She was willing to let her, you know, leave her baby behind to go do this. And she doesn't have to. And she did. And she knew full well. She's like, I'm going to go here today and I'm probably going to get arrested. But that's what we're here to do, because this is not going to stop. And I'm just gave myself chills talking about it again.
Me too. I'm proud of her. Yes. It's in Portia's blood, though. It is in Portia's blood, because her grandfather is none other than, you know, the late, great Hosea Williams. You know, Hosea Feed the Hungry. So she's been, you know, involved in protests and things like that since she was like a kid, like 6 years old. So she's down for the cause. And if she believes in something and she's passionate about it, she's going to ride for it.
And shout out to all the unfamous people.
Can you imagine PJ growing up and be able to, like, have this on video?
Yeah.
So proud of her.
Yeah.
I'm proud of Portia, too. First thing I thought was, like, that's my girl right there.
I know. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Right. You're just like...
So I was very, very, very proud of Portia. I mean, I've been arrested too, but never for a good cause. So I applaud Portia for doing the right thing.
All right. We got to talk about the latest issue of Vanity Fair magazine. It is a beautiful cover, and it features a beautiful picture of one of my favorites. I love her so much. Oscar winner Viola Davis. But really, that's only half the story. There's so much in this story. Now, the image was shot by Dario Kelmez. He's the first black photographer to shoot the cover of Vanity Fair ever in the history of the magazine. So that's cool, too. Dario was inspired by an 1863 portrait that shows an enslaved man with whip marks all over his back. He reimagined the pose as being something elegant and powerful for Viola Davis. And she was down. You know, the decision to use this cover was made by editor-in-chief Radhika Jones. She also featured 10 black people on the cover ever since she took control of Vanity Fair magazine back in 2017. So 3 years ago, we've had 10 black people on the cover. Brat, I thought of you when I saw this, and I thought, you know, What does it mean to you to not only see a beautiful picture of Viola Davis, but to know that there was a woman at the helm at Vanity Fair magazine and also a first time ever black photographer? How do you feel about that?
It makes me feel awesome. I love this, seeing black people in power. I love that he's the first black photographer for Vanity Fair. Like, this is a huge step up. We are just as talented as any other race or nationality, and I am appreciative that we're finally getting a shot and we're making a difference. Viola Davis, honey, she got the best back in the world. Honey, that back looks amazing, okay? Yes. I mean, the muscles in it. I love this picture. I think it is beautiful.
She is beautiful. Now, just so you know, prior to Radhika Jones taking over, Vanity Fair only had 17 black people on the cover in 35 years. So, Chewy, do you think it took getting a woman in there, a woman of color as an editor, to make these changes happen, Chewy?
I think it was having a woman of color in that position of power, but also empowering her to make those kinds of decisions and make real change. That's the important part. You can give people all kinds of titles, but if you truly empower them to make real change, then they will do it. And the proof is in the pudding. Look at this beautiful, look at this. This cover is breathtaking.
She will continue to be
making changes, the right changes, and making a true impact on print media and the fashion world. Because, there definitely needs to be more representation of black and brown folks in the fashion world. And this is just a great step forward and a great step in the right direction.
All right. A lot of people cut down on travel due to the COVID-19, right? Well, the virus did not stop Drake. Uh-oh. He flew down to the Bahamas on his private jet. So Now, while he was there, he decided to shoot some hoops. Okay. And, of course, you know, seeing a big star out there, you know, playing basketball attracted a big crowd. So Drake posed for pictures, and a nice guy with several fans while keeping his mask on, even though a lot of the female fans were not wearing masks. So, Brad, if you were getting a picture with Jason Momoa and you wanted people to know, would you leave your mask on with Jason? Would you pull that down and let people say, hey, look at me. Ooh. It's me, Jason.
No, I would leave my mask on because I don't know who the hell Jason been around, and I'm not playing with his COVID stuff. I can just look at his body and he can just look at my ponytail. Yes. So, hey, Crack, do you think that Drake was trying to take these pictures to make Rihanna jealous? He was taking pictures with the lady, so she'd get back with him.
Drake has enough money to just do weird stuff like that. Like, yo, who goes to somebody's old neighborhood? Yeah, like, you know, but for him to go to, like, her old neighborhood and shoot basketball, like, around, like, where she used to live, it's just weird and petty. He got mad money, and he's just wild and doing what he wants.
Up next, honey, what has Tyra Banks dancing for joy? We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish
Nation. Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available to Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call could save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Well, y'all, Dancing with the Stars will look a little different this season. Tom Bergeron and co-host Erin Andrews will not be returning to the show next season as the show is looking to embark on a new creative direction. But ABC already has a replacement host, y'all, and it's none other than Tyra Banks. An executive producer for the show as well, and I know she's gonna bring so much fun and personality. But Gary, what do you think about Tyra hosting Dancing with the Stars? Do you feel like she's a good fit?
Yeah, I mean, she could be a good fit, but Tyra, I mean, I'm used to her just doing her little her model thing. Dancing with the Stars, I like Tom Bergeron, honey, and Erin. I mean, they were good even though they were there forever, but I don't know she'd be a good fit for that. I mean, maybe they should put somebody like Paula Abdul, somebody that's used to dancing, or, you know,
Debbie Allen.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Debbie Allen, exactly.
Yeah, like Tyra's a dope host. She did America's Next Top Model. You know she can act and she's beautiful to look at. You know what I mean? I think she got the skills.
Okay, so Chewy, Tyra is the first black female host for the show, and she will be the first solo host. Now, do you feel bad for Tom?
You know what? He did it for 15 years. I think it's time for some new blood, new energy. Tyra's gonna bring that. She is very entertaining, if you remember her from her talk show, and of course, America's Next Top Model. And I already know Tyra, now that she's the executive producer, she's basically one of the bosses. You know she's gonna inject herself in some of those dance routines. So she's not only probably gonna host, she's gonna be dancing as well and showing off. It's gonna be great. Tyra's gonna do a great job, and I'm excited. Well, all right, Dancing with the Stars has the replacement host, but it looks like there's some more TV hosting jobs available, y'all. Yeah, let's do a Dish Nation job fair. All right, so Tamara Mowry Housley kept it real when she announced she will not be returning to The Real Talk Show after six seasons. Wow, six seasons.
Wow.
Now, there's no word why she's leaving, but she did state that in her farewell post that she'd be spending more time with her family, pursuing new opportunities, and embarking on the next chapter in her life. Mm. Okay, what do you got? Well, I don't know. Anytime somebody says that, you know, there's always some underlying issues that are going on backstage or behind the scenes.
So allegedly, y'all, she was making $3 million per season, and Adrian Bailon and Jenny Mai make $500K, and Lonnie Love makes $1 million, allegedly. And, you know, that was like triple, you know, or the total of what they were paying the girl. So maybe that's why she's leaving. I also heard that they offered her $1 million, and she was like, bye-bye.
She's doing an easier version of the show. They're all on Zoom.
Right. Exactly.
But you know what, though, Chewy? I think she may be leaving because the show probably was getting a little bit too ethnic. It was getting a little bit too black. And, you know, like when they had Amanda Seale on there, because, you know, Amanda Seale was very pro-black and what happened. And I think that's she's leaving the show probably because, you know, her husband is of European descent. And it probably was just bringing a little bit too much tension.
Gary might have a point.
Yeah. Think about it.
All right, so y'all know what time it is. Yup, yup, and y'all gotta try these wireless Bluetooth earbuds. Now, it has a built-in microphone to privately video chat, listen to music, and take phone calls, and it's perfect for households with parents and kids all working and schooling from home. Plus, I love the advanced Bluetooth for top-level connection, and it comes with a portable charging case that easily recharges the earbuds without having to plug it to a wall, and the earbuds magnetically connect to the case.
Oh, now these are fancy, honey. Tell me more.
Gary, do you like colors? Colors, because they come in a whole bunch of them. You got white, black, gray, pink, purple, and blue. It also has a one-button touch control, which allows you to power on and off, manage your phone calls, and play music all with a simple touch. Plus, they're super comfortable, yo.
Ooh, head crack, I need me a pair of these. How much?
Well, Brad, guess what? Using the Lifestyle Advanced Airstream Pro True Wireless Earbuds with charging case has been seen as high as $100. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $25.
Ooh! My Lord!
Yeah!
You know the hot spot. Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. All right, now up next, I chat with gospel singer Kiara Sheard. She got a whole bunch of things popping off, and we're going to talk all about it coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, right now, I'm sitting with the talented singer, actress, clothing designer, vocal Bible of the music industry, Kiara Kiki Sheard. What is going on, love? How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, but you seem to have an irradiant glow going on about yourself.
Thank you. I'm in a good space. I'm blessed. Life is good. If that's what you're getting, then that's what it is. I'm excited.
Well, you have a lot of exciting things going on in your life right now. Where do we begin? Tell us about everything.
So I guess I have a record out right now. It's new, and it has done really well. We've been at number one, and there are some great songs. We just did a BET performance on the BET Awards, and my mother and I, we closed out the show, which is a huge deal for gospel music. So I was really honored and just humbled and grateful for that opportunity.
Now, Kiki, you had the opportunity to play your mother, the famous Karen Clark Shield, in Lifetime's The Clark Sisters, First Lady of Gospel. Now, was it hard for you to tap into that, or do you feel like you had a slightly unfair advantage because you definitely was close to the source material?
Well, I was close to the source material, but it was a challenge because my mother is soft-spoken. I am more, what a guy! And they had to tell me, Key, you got to draw it back. Your mother is the soft one. She's the younger one. But her singing, that was a challenge because she's a true soprano, so she hits like these sky-high notes, and I'm like getting lightheaded while I'm trying to sing like her. So I'm looking forward to asking Jennifer Hudson the same questions about how she's playing Aretha Franklin.
Now, we've seen a lot of clips of you catching the Holy Spirit while you're performing, but there's this one clip that the internet holds very high, like Simba. I think you know the one I'm talking about. About 4 years ago, you had to double secure the hair, and you didn't, and your wig fell off on stage. But you kept on rocking. What was running through your mind when that happened?
Oh, man. It was so much going through my mind. First of all, I was just in complete disbelief. I was trying to figure out if I was going to pass out and act like I needed an ambulance and the show or if I had to keep going. So actually, I dropped and you can see myself like, oh, my God. I raised, and then I looked back at my brother and my brother was like, keep going. He was on the drums. He used the stick. He said, keep going, keep going. I took the wig and just started swinging and woo. And when the crowd went with it, I was like, okay, but let's keep going. So that was what was going through my mind. Like, what am I going to do to get out of it? But
now, for the heathen crew, it felt like you channeled the spirit of Petey Pablo and you swing your wig around like a helicopter. Raise up, raise up. You know, it just hit me. I understand what that glow is now. Congratulations on your recent engagement.
Thank you.
Did you see that coming, or, you know, did you have a sense of anointing that it was coming?
So I'm nosy, and it's hard to keep secrets away from me because I ask a lot of questions. I had an idea, but I was still blown away at how he proposed. But I didn't know he was going to propose to me in front of my grandfather, and that just blew me away.
Much love to you, sweetheart, one time for Kiara Sheard. Keep it locked right here, more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, so this pandemic has made most people think outside of the box to have fun. Well, the residents and carers at Sidmar Lodge Care Home in London have been recreating classic album covers to keep themselves occupied during the lockdown. The care home has been closed to visitors since March, and the activities coordinator had to think of new ideas to fill the time. Check this remake of Taylor Swift's 1989 album, y'all.
Hey, I like that.
Yo, Shorty's kind of spot on with the picture right there. Whoever dolled up and got the shirt right, they knew what they was doing.
And God bless her being born in 1922. That is beautiful, ooh, man. That is a blessing right there, man.
All right, y'all, here's another one. David Bowie's Aladdin Sane album. Check this out.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Really cute.
And y'all, one of my favorites, Madonna's True Blue album.
Yeah. That's how Madonna really looks, Brad, but all those surgeries she had, you can't really tell, but she really looks like that in person.
No, Gary, so, don't do that.
I do believe she looks amazing.
Okay, so Chewy, if you could remake any album cover, which one would it be?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could just pick one. Maybe Lil Wayne's The Carter 3. Y'all remember that one when he's a little baby? He has the tattoos on his face, and he has that little pinky ring?
Yeah.
Either that one or Dr. Dre's The Chronic album.
That would be fly.
For real, these old people were probably really excited to be able to do this instead of going to play bingo, going down to meet in the old people conference room to get an apple and a bologna sandwich.
And it probably brought them back from back in the day when they did glamour shots and stuff. Now they could play glamour shots all over again. So I think that's amazing.
I think when this lady was younger, when they took pictures, smoke came from the camera. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.